I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. So in a couple weeks, I leave for my first cruise while sober. Vacationing and sober is definitely something that is brand new to me. While I've taken some vacations, like long weekend vacations while I've been sober, I have not taken an extended vacation on a Caribbean island with open bar sober. And definitely when I first signed up to go on this cruise, I was nervous. I had some reservations, but I thought one thing that I wanted to make sure is that no matter how uncomfortable I was, that my sobriety wasn't going to prevent me from doing things. And what I mean by that is not uncomfortable in the sense that I am willingly doing something that is going to jeopardize my sobriety, but uncomfortable in the sense that I wasn't going to immediately say no to something without thinking it through and making a plan and trying to do it while being sober. I wanted to know that in my sobriety, I could do anything. I could still go take the vacation. I could still go to certain events. I could go to the wedding. I can still do things that were parts of my everyday life. So when we decided to go on this cruise, it's a little bit different because we're going with a lot of other couples that we hang out with regularly, primarily in the summer. And cruises are notorious for lots of drinking. In fact, I've been on cruises, multiple cruises before, where what was the focus of my vacation? Drinking. I would relish in the unlimited drink packages. I would start my days with mimosas. I would have those fruity drinks at the pool and by the beach on island days. And I would drink my way to oblivion throughout the day, wake up not feeling great, but do it all over again. And ultimately would return, while I thought I was having the time of my life, I would return home to feel nothing short of exhausted and needing a vacation from my vacation because I did not start my regular life refreshed because I was hungover and just kept getting sicker because I just kept drink, and I would not let myself recover. So knowing that this cruise was going to be different, it makes me nervous. Knowing that it's in a couple of weeks, I knew that I had to really plan ahead, and I am planning ahead because I want to make sure that while I'm still doing something that I would enjoy to do while I was drinking, that I am setting myself up for success and that I am going to be prepared to do whatever I can now so I'm more comfortable when I'm on the cruise. And it's tough. It's tough because I enjoy hanging out with a lot of people. I enjoy obviously going on vacation with, my partner, but it makes me nervous because it's, tough to be around people when they drink all day. And this cruise is going to be multiple days of all day drinking. But I did make sure that I'm as prepared as possible. And what did I do for that? Immediately I went to the Grand Royal Caribbean. I went on the website. I, kind of just looked around to see what activities are offered, what is available. And one thing that I noticed that struck my interest was like the unlimited fitness classes, that for a fee, I could pay to have unlimited fitness classes that would include spin on the boat. It would include yoga classes, some HIIT class. So I was like, you know what? That's important to me. That's a priority because what's part of my normal morning routine and part of my everyday wellness is getting some movement in. So I was like, I'm going to set myself up for success. And I signed up already for the unlimited workout classes, knowing that that would be something that I could do in the morning that I can do by myself. I don't need to have a partner or anyone with me, and something that I know makes me feel better and sets up my day for me feeling my best. I also knew that, the drinking packages, I looked online to see what options were available. Obviously, they have the unlimited drinking package, but they also had a mocktail package, which for substantially less money, I could sign up and I can get mocktails. Now, this is where I will definitely say some frustration came in my preparing. I called the cruise company to find out, okay, what needs to be done? Because unfortunately, when you, if you try to book it online, if you have one adult in your room buying the unlimited package, the other and all adults in that room are also mandated to buy the unlimited booze package. And I will tell you, the first thing that crossed my mind is like, I will be, you know what, before I'm paying $80 a day to drink something or to have the ability to have an unlimited booze package on a cruise that will trigger me. And no, I'm not paying $80 for alcohol a day for something that I'm not taking part in. So I called the company, the cruise line, to which they responded, oh, no problem. But if you do not want to have to get the unlimited drink package, you need to get a doctor's note. A doctor's note for what? To show that you don't drink. And, you know, that frustrated me because to me, it's just another way of making me feel small. Another way of, you know, you have the issue. Now you need to get a doctor's note because you don't drink. And I just thought that was just really shitty, for lack of better terms. I had to do that. But I did, got my doctor's note. And so rather than having the booze package, I have the mocktail package. And by knowing that I have that for every single day, it sets me up for success because I know that it comes with like specialty coffees. It comes with, you know, the virgin pina coladas, all these virgin frosty drinks that I can have by the pool. So now I've already said, okay, I have my gym plan worked out. I have my drink package all worked out. And knowing that there are what is available on the cruise that's non-alcoholic and NA. So I'm prepared. I know what they have. What else did I need to be prepared for? Well, as I'm sure you've gathered throughout my other episodes, I'm a huge reader. So I'm going on this ship prepared with lots and lots of books. I'm bringing less than I probably normally would read, but a couple personal growth books so I can do my chapter a day. That's part of my routine. But I also am bringing a lot of books about murder mystery. That is my, those are the books that make my heart happy. So I'm bringing about 8 books with me. I know you're like, 8 books, really? Nope, that's exactly what I need is those books. So that makes me pretty content because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm still going to have my journal with me, do my gratitude, get my personal growth reading in, do a gym class, which they also have saunas and stuff, which I'm definitely going to take part in, a walking deck, which is going to be nice to be by the ocean. And I have my books, which is going to be more than enough for me. You can put me on a beach chair on one of the decks with a virgin pina colada and a book, and you don't even need to talk to me. I will be happy as can be. You can leave me there for hours and I'll be great. So I'm like, that's great. That gets me pretty much, I'm all set mentally till dinner. We'll get ready and then go to dinner. Typically on the days that we have off, I've also thought ahead. It's like, what activities, what things do I need to do for me that will allow me to take part or feel like I'm having a great time? And they have shows, which I'm excited to go to. They do have a casino, which I will limit myself there, but to go an activity. But you know what the best part is? Yes, I am sharing with my partner, but what can I do at night when I've had it? I can go to bed. I'm going to bring with me some of my tea bags that I enjoy so I can have hot tea at night and just do as much of my routine that I know makes me feel good in a great vacation and on a beach setting. So my whole purpose and plan for this trip is to enjoy the company of those that I'm with. Yes, they'll be drinking. That's their choice and that's fine. But I have ways to plan that make me feel my best. So I'm still enjoying myself. But what do I want to do? I want to come back feeling refreshed. I want to wake up every day and not have the headache, not have the dry heaving, not feeling like absolute garbage and feel my best self and really come back feeling that I had a vacation and I got some good sleep and I got some good movement and I got to do things that nourished my soul. Another thing that also I was nervous about is, you know, obviously my phone isn't necessarily going to work, but my partner and I are going to share his phone or a phone when we're there. And I am putting and downloading the app on the phone to my sobriety group. So I do have access with the resources and people that I want to be around. And I also do know that many, many cruise ships, including the one that I'm on, do have AA meetings available. Well, I've never been to an AA meeting. I know they're available. It's another resource. It's another opportunity that if I'm feeling really strong in a craving and I'm feeling like, oh my God, I'm really like not sure of what I'm going to do. If I can't have access to my group and let's say the app's down, the Wi-Fi is not working, at least I know in the back of my mind, there are meetings that I can attend to help me. And it's not, is that my preferred choice? I mean, I can't even say it's my preferred or not. I've never been, so I really can't speak to that. But I can say this, knowing what's available and knowing your options is key. I have think that being prepared is the best way to be. Do I think that things will come up and feelings that I'm not prepared for? No, not necessarily. While I might be uncomfortable in the emotions, I'm prepared. I have a plan in place. And I do know that there are ways that I can work myself through a craving. And there's also ways that I can make myself feel my best. And that's what I'm setting myself up for. I'm excited to go on the cruise. Am I still nervous? Absolutely. I'm excited that when I come back, I will do an episode on how it, like what happened, if my plan worked, any tips that I would have. I mean, I'm sure when I leave there, I will have things that's like, oh, you know what? I really wish I thought of that. And that's something to think of for future sober vacations. But you know what? You'll know. And hopefully the suggestions that I find that I wish I knew would be helpful for you when you are planning your first or 100th sober vacation. I feel that even if this was not my first long Caribbean sober vacation, that it's important to not be complacent and to be prepared for everything. So if it's my first or my 100th, I always want to go with a game plan. And hopefully you can enjoy or take some tidbits out of this and help you also be prepared to know that even no matter if you are in the Caribbean or in Europe, wherever your vacation may take you, there's always a way to be prepared and to be able to take part even while living a safe and sober lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.